Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Dalet, and we will begin from the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Yeshaya ben Reb Chayim. So the first Mishnah of the fourth parak of Masechtas Nida discussed the unique Nida status of Benois Kutev. The second Mishnah is going to discuss the unique halachic status as it relates to Hilchis Nida related to the Benois Tzedukim. So who exactly were the Tzedukim or the Tzedakim? A little bit of an introduction. And really the story of the Tzedukim begins with the Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Antignus Ish Soichoi, Kiba Mishimen HaTzadik. Antignus Ish Soichoi was one of the Matike Shmuel. He was one of the people that were mekabel the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh, and he gave it over to the next generation. His Rebbe was Shimon HaTzadik. Who are you? He used to say, Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshim ha-sarav al-manas l'kabel pras, el heyu kavodim ha-mishamshim ha-sarav shaloy al-manas l'kabel pras. He used to teach his Talmidim the following dictum. He would say, don't be like an Eved that's mishamish his Rav al-manas l'kabel pras. But when you serve the Eved, don't think about Tzchar, don't think about Oynish. You should be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ahava. This is, of course, a very, very high madrega. And this was what he would preach to his Talmidim. In Avos Derab Nosson, the Mishnah continues. Antignus Ish Soichai, Hayu Lo Shnei Talmidim. It's in Perikei Mishnah Beis. Antignus Ish Soichai had two special Talmidim. Sho Yushoinim B'dvarov, Va Yushoinim L'Talmidim, V'Talmidim L'Talmideim. Amdum V'Dikdu Kachareim V'Amru. They heard what their Rebbe said. Al Tiyu Kavadim Amsham Shem Sarav Amanas L'Kavu Pras. And they made the following comment. They said, Ma Ro Avisenu Loim Yodover Zeh. Efshet, does it make sense? She Yasa Poyo Malacha Kol Ayoyim V'Lo Yitel Schare Arvis. Can't be. It doesn't make sense. Why, if there's going to be Schar V'Oynish, should we not focus on the Schar V'Oynish when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ela must be. Ilu hayud yoydem abisenu sheyesh oylam achar, v'yesh t'chias ha-meisim lo yoyu oymrim kach. Had they believed in oylam haba, had they believed in t'chias ha-meisim, they would never say it. The reason they're saying it is because they don't believe in oylam haba. The reason they're saying this is because they don't believe in t'chias ha-meisim. Amdu, they got up, these two talmidim, ufer shumen ha-tairah, and they walked away from the Torah, v'nifritzu mehem shtei prosoiz. And they went out and they started movements. They each started their own group. Tzedoikim u'baisusim. Tzedoikim or tzedukim al-shem tzedoik. He was one of the Talmidim. Baisusim al-shem baisus. He was the other one. In other words, Antignus Ish Soichai had two Talmidim. One was tzedoik and the other one was baisus. They both distorted this teaching of Al-Tiyu Ka'avodim Amshamshin Asarab Amanasa Ka'avapras, and they took it to mean that there's no Torah ben HaShemayim, there's no Olam Haba, there's no Tchias HaMesim. Amdu, they themselves got up with Pirshim and HaTorah, but not just that, they started gathering people to follow in their ways, hence the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim. The Tzedoikim followed Tzedoik, whatever his Knech was, and the Baisusim followed Baisus, whatever his Knech was. The Avos Derab Nosson continues and says, Vayu Mishtamshim B'Klei Kesev, U'Kleizov Kol Yemeihem, that one of the signatures of these movements were, it was all out anarchy. They would be very, they were hedonistic, they would indulge very much in the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Shelo yhoyse daitem gas aleim. El tzedoikim maimrim mesayrus ubiyad prushim, shehem mitzare natsum b'olam hazeh, b'olam haba ein lehem klo. This is the prushim, they're the ones that behave in a way where they distance themselves from the tanugim of Olam Hazeh. There's no reason for us to do that. Either way, this was the beginning of the tzedukim and the baisusim. The tzedukim and the baisusim were started by two individuals, tzedoik and baisus. They were talmidim antignus yisoychoi. They distorted the teaching of their Rebbe. It's interesting that the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, when he talks about the Madrega of being Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ahava, he brings this message. He says, V'chein hoyu gedoylem ha-chachomim mitzavin l'nevoinim talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichud. Al tiyu kavodim ha-msham shen eserav ha-manas l'kabul toivo, ele heyu kavodim ha-msham shen eserav shaloy l'kabul toivo. Ele b'pnei shu ha-rav roi l'shamshoy k'loymer. In other words, ivdu me'ahavo. But the Rambam's lashon is, l'shoynei azov, V'chein hoyu gedoylem ha-chachomim mitzavin l'nevoinei talmideyem, the gedoylem ha-chachomim, not every rabbi, the gedoylem ha-chachomim, like Antignus Ish Soichai, the real great ones would teach not all their talmidim, but nevoinei talmideyem, the talmideyem that would understand, umaskileyem, b'yichud, and they would do it in a quiet, contained place. why dafkin this way? Why can't you just get up and base medrash, give a pirkei avos here, and say al tiu kavodim amisham shenas harav and nasal kavod press? Says the kesef mishnah one line. Lefisha nimshach mi maimer zeh inyan tzaddik ubaisos. Therefore, they would do it in this very, very discreet way. But either way, this is the beginning of the story of the tzaddikim and the baisos. But there's a very obvious question that you have to ask yourself as it relates to the tzaddikim and the baisos. They come up all throughout Shas. Right, you find that Tzedukim by Susim are mentioned most prominently in the sugis that talk about the Karban Omer and Masechtas Menaches. But throughout Shas, you find the Tzedukim and even sometimes the by Susim. Whenever you find the Tzedukim, they're presented as a group of people that believed in the Teresh of Iksav. They just didn't believe in the Teresh of Alpeh. So whereas the Chachamim would bring the Karban Omer 50 days from Pesach, they would wait till literally Mimachras HaShabbos, the first Sunday, and that's when they would start counting the Tisburuch HaMishim Yom. It was nuances. And how do you bring the Teresh on Yom Kippur? Chachamim believed one way. The Tzedukim believed another way. Lahoitzim Yilibin Shal Tzedakim. So the Zekanim, when they met with the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days while he was training to be Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they would make him swear. But the understanding, the definition of the Tzedukim always was they believed in the Teresh of Iksav. They just didn't believe in the Teresh of Alpeh. How does it reconcile with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says, what was the beginning of the Tzedukim? They heard this memra of Al Tiu Kavodim Amisham Shana Sarava Manasa Kabapras, and they took it to mean that must be Ilu Hayyoydim Abisenu Shyesh Oilam Acher. If the Aviseinu believed in Olam Haba, v'yeshtchias ha-mesim lo'yhoyo oimrim kach. In other words, they denied Olam Haba. They denied chias ha-mesim. They denied Torah and Hashemayim. They were koifrim. So, amdu pirshu min ha-tairah. So what does it mean they kept the Torah of Iksav? They didn't keep the Torah of Alpeh. Which one was it? And if they didn't believe in Olam Haba and they didn't believe in chias ha-mesim, why were they keeping the Torah of Iksav? So, you know what this kasha the Rambam does? He asks in his Pirush Mishnayos in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And the Rambam says, Vaislais as follows. Really, the emes is like it says in Avos Terab Nosson. Tzadikim Vaislais denied 100% the existence of the Torah. They said it's not true. They didn't believe in it. So why then did they keep the Torah of Iksav and not the Torah of Alpeh? Because they wanted to start a movement. They wanted to be rich, powerful, famous. And the only way that they were going to be able to start a movement was if they were going to market their ideas in a way that would be acceptable by the masses. He said there was such a strong feeling and ruach in the world at that time of Torah ben Hashemayim that would have been impossible for them to go and get a group of Jews to come join them under the premise that Torah is not emes. So what they did was, from a pure marketing strategic standpoint, they said, what could we do for us to be able to indulge the way we want to indulge, do all the averus, follow our taivas the way we want to follow them, get people to join us, and make it look like we're not denying the Torah. They had a perfect idea. Torah Sheb Iksav, yeah. Torah Sheb Alpeh, no. If you remove the Torah Sheb Alpeh from the equation, then you can do whatever you want. And if there's no Messiah, there's no Messiah. And that was their way of accomplishing their goal. So you want to know what they really believed? They didn't believe in anything. They were Pirshu Menat Torah. They denied Olam Haba. They denied Chias HaMesim. They were Koifrim Be'ikr in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna. But the way that they marketed it, the way that they presented it, they packaged it to the masses was, yeah, Torah Sheb Iksav, but no Torah Sheb Alpeh. It's very, very insightful in terms of understanding the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim. But there's just one very interesting thing from a historical standpoint that's worth knowing. And that is that the Tzedukim actually had a very, very strong following. And we forget that sometimes. Because in the Gemara, they come up here and there, and it sounds like maybe they were this one little left-wing fringe group of people, some faction that every now and then gave the Yidden Tzaras. That's not the case. They were very, very powerful. They gave the Yidden a tremendous amount of Tzaras, and they had a huge, huge, huge following. If you go through Sefer Yosefa, and Flavius Josephus talks about them at length, the Tzedukim were a very, very big deal. He refers to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Sadducees with the Tzedukim, the Pharisees with the Prushim, right? The Prushim with the Pharisees. But the point is that they had a very, very strong following. Not just that, they actually teamed up with the Kutim. So this is where the first mission, the Benois Kutim and the Benois Sukim meet. They actually teamed up together. And the Kutim as well, you know, the Kutim, sometimes you think of them as a Sugi and Chas, right? So I was thinking about this. Like you have the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So Nebuch is a Chatzi Yevet, is a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Every shtickle minchas chinuch, we have to figure out what do you do with the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Right, he brings a carbon, he doesn't bring a carbon. He could get married, he can't get married. Get married twice, Chatzish, Nacha. Right, you have all these different sugyas about Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Okay, so from an academic standpoint, the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is different. The Kuti is the same way. Is it Geri Emes? Is it Geri Arayas? Then you have the Gemara Masechtas Chulin. But they were very, very different. The Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Nebuch. So from an academic standpoint, it's interesting. He was like Shriach. You don't have to worry so much about him. The Kutim were a real deal. The Kutim used to give the Yidden terrible, terrible tzaras. So today in Beis Medrash, it makes for good rape bites. But the truth is, you want to know who the Kutim really were? The Kutim were the arch nemesis of Klai Yisrael. They were constantly, constantly giving the Yidden tzaras. So were the Tzedukim. And it seems that the Tzedukim and the Kutim actually met. They joined forces. They created this coalition, as in thy enemy's enemy is thy ally, and they came together to go against Klai. So I'll read to you from the Sefer Yuchsin. So the Sefer Yuchsin, this is an early work. So he says as follows, right? The Seyda Hadoros that was written by Rabbi Chil Halperin is based off the Sefer Yuchsin. So if you open up a Seyda Hadoros, there's the bold letters, and then there's the finer print. The bold letters is all the Sefer Yuchsin. The finer print, that's the Seyda Hadoros as Eisaf. It was written as a commentary on the Sefer Yuchsin. So I'm reading from the Sefer Yuchsin. In Maimer Rishon, if you have the one with the red cover, it's page 16. Oz Yicholik Yisrael Lechatzi. See, he's referring to when the Kutin started, you know, really getting involved in the beginning of Bayesheni. Klai Yisrael was divided into half. Chatziyom achashimen atzadik vantignus talmidoi v'siyasam. Half of them followed the Klai Yisrael. Gefiyat mashe kiblum in Ezra ben Anavim, which was the Messiah that we have. Vachatzi achasan balit v'chasonov with the Kutin. V'krivu oylois uzvachim chutz l'beis Hashem. Ubadu milibam chukim, ubabayis azeh kian chasan sanbalet menashe ben Yeshua ben Tzadik HaKohen. Either way, the Klai Yisrael divided to half. So how many kutim were there? Here's a marumakim, right here. It's a good marumakim. In the Sefer Yochsen, it was literally 50-50. The census was divided into two. Va'oz then, Tzadik ubaisus, talmidei antignus, hayu l'roish. They went and they joined. V'zois hoyset chilas aminu shahochu bizman antignus rabam l'mikdash hargrizim. Now you know the rest of the story. They went to Mikdash Har Grizim, v'hoyu l'roshim. They became knackers in Har Grizim. They literally joined forces. V'amad b'yizek, k'may masayim shana. The b'yiz stood for 200 years, and he goes on and on. But either way, the Tzedukim and the b'yisusim, again, very interesting sect. They come up over here in Masechtas Nida in terms of the b'nois kutim and the b'nois tzedukim. But appreciate, these were the enemies of Klai Yisrael. And the emesis, they were the enemy within. These people, the Kutim and the Tzedukim, were really the ones that instigated the Hanukkah story. Because we know that the reason that Antiochus and the Syrian army came and attacked the Yidden is because they were instigated by Jews. The Mesiavnim, who were those Jews? They were the Tzedukim. They were the Kutim. They were the ones that went to Antiochus and said, destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Our Beis HaMikdash and our Grizim is the real Beis HaMikdash. You can appreciate better, but this Benoit Kutim, Benoit Stukim is really the backdrop of the Hanukkah story. It's the backdrop of understanding a lot of the history that took place during Bayesheni. Either way, so the first Mishnah, the Perek, talked about from a pure halachic standpoint of Benoit Kutim. We now turn our attention to the Benoit Tzedukim. Talk to Mishnah, Benoit Tzedukim. So you have now a Tzeduki girl. What's the halacha from a Nida standpoint? Now, what's the most obvious difference between Benoit Kutim and Benoit Tzedukim? The Kutim were non-Jews, according to some. This man that holds that they were Geri Arayos. And then we have the Gemara Masechtas Chulin that says that at some point later, Rabbi Meir's Bez and Rabbi Gamliel's Bez and Rabbi Ami's Bez, and they paskin that they should sure have a din as non-Jews. The Tzedukim were always Jews. It was never a question of whether they were Jews or not. So obviously, from a Nida standpoint, it has to make a little bit of a difference. But regardless, if they follow their father's ways, they're treated like Kutiyos. Why? Because why do the Kutiyos have a unique status in Hilchas Nida? It's because they didn't follow the Teresh Baal Peh. So what we consider Nida and what they consider Nida was not the same. Even the observant Kutiyos, they had a Dam Yorik was treated like Dam Adoim, as the Gemara discussed. So it's for that reason, everything gets thrown off, so you can't trust them. You have to assume that the Becheskes Nida. So the Benois Tzedukim, who followed their fathers, had din of Kutiyos, because their fathers too didn't follow the Teresh Baal Peh. And as a result, even if they're technically Shomer Tiras HaMishpacha, but it's not the same as ours. So what they may deem Nida, we won't, and what they may not, we will. As a result, we can't rely on them. We treat them as Nidois. Parshul Lechz B'Darch Yisrael. If, however, you have a Bnoi Suki who went to a good Beis Yaakov, she went to a good seminary, and now she's a Chayza B'Tshuva. Oh, in that case, Arein Ki Yisraelis, then you can trust them. They're like Yisraelis. Reisim Reis says, Leilom Ki Yisrael. They're always treated like Yisraelis. It's a Chiddush. At Sheyifrishul Lechz B'Darch Yavisayim. That the Bnoi Stukim, meaning regardless of all the interesting halachas that the Tzedukim used to observe, but at the end of the day, as it relates to the Bnoi Tzedukim, La'olam hein ki Yisrael at sheyifreshu laleches bedarchei avoyisem. Says the Gemara. Ibaylo. So we had a machloikis Rabbi Yosi in the Tanakhama regarding the halachic status of the leistukim. It's a little bit unclear what the machloikis is. The Gemara is going to explain it. But the Gemara begins with an ibay. Stama mai. What's the halacha with a stam benois stuki according to the Tanakhama? Again, what did the Tanakhama say? Bezman shenagul laleches bedarchei avoyisem. If they follow their father's ways, harein kagutiyos. If they were parshu laleches bedarchei Yisrael, they were chayzer betshuva. So now, Harei and Ki Israelis. What about if you don't know? What about Stam? What if you meet a Benoy Stuki? You have no idea if she follows her father's ways or if she was partial Alechis, but Archie Israel. Says in Tashma, the Chura, let's be Medaike from the mission. Benoy Stuki was on Shnegas Alechis, Archie Yisemin, and Kutias. It sounds like if they follow their father's ways, they have a din of a Kuti. Hastama. But if we don't know for sure that that's what they do, Ki Israelis. Oh, Ema Seifa, the Gemara says. Partial Alechis, but Archie Israel, like King Israelis. The Seifa is Mashma, the opposite. It sounds like only if they specifically were Pirish to go, Derech Yisrael, that they have a din like Yisraelis. Hostama kikutiyos. The Gemara says, you're right. Elam ha'lekha l'mishma mina. Because from the Reisha, the first part of the Reisha, and the second part of the Reisha, there's conflicting mashmois. What the halacha would be. So you can't prove anything from the Reisha, the Mishnah. Tashma, the Gemara says, although you can't prove from the Reisha, the Mishnah, you can prove from the Seifa, the Tanan. What did the Seifa say? Rabbi Yisrael, me'lo oilam hein ki Yisrael. The B'nai Stukim always have a din of Yisrael. Ad sheyifreshu l'leches b'darchei avoseihen. Unless they specifically go in the ways of their fathers. Now, Rabbi Yossi was coming to argue with the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yossi is very, very clear as it relates to Stoma. He said, La'olam hen ki Yisrael. Stoma, they have a din of a Yid. Oh, Mechla, the Tanakhama is over. Stoma, kakutiyos, shema mino. Must be that the Tanakhama holds that Stoma there, kakutiyos. In other words, after further review, what the Gemara is saying is that the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, which when we read the Mishnah was a little bit vague, is as follows. A Stam Benoy Stuki. How do you look at her? Meaning, if you know for sure she goes in the derech of her father, it's not Negeya. If she goes Parshu Lelechas B'darche Yisrael, then she's treated like a Yisraelis. The question is, what about Boif and Stamer? Rabbi Yossi said, Stam Benoy Stuki is a Yisraelis, and the Chachomim held that Stam Benoy Stuki is a kutius. It's an interesting machloikis that maybe could even have ramifications in other sugis and shas. Stam benoy stuki. Did we assume they followed our Messiah? Or did we not assume that they followed our Messiah? Tanu Rabbana. I said there was a story about stuki echad. Shesiprim kohen gadol b'shuk, who was having a conversation with the kohen gadol, no less, in the shuk. V'nitzot sinayr mipiv. And a little bit of saliva came out of his mouth. V'nafla the kohen gadol abagadim. And it landed on the clothing of the kohen gadol. V'hoiriku panav shel kohen gadol. Rashi, charoloi. The kohen gadol got very, very upset. Why? Shenitmu begadov. Because his begadim became tamei. Because he felt that the tzeduki had a din of a tamei, and as a result, his saliva was metame as well. We'll see in the Gemara. So, or he was concerned anyways. So he went to the Saduki's wife. She told him, says, I want you to know, even though I'm a Saduki, my husband's a Saduki, but all my maris I show to the Chachamim, and when it comes to these inyonim of Nida and Ziva, Tyrus HaMashpacha, I follow the Mesoirah of the Chachamim. Meaning, I'm not a Nida, my husband was never Boyal Nida, as a result, you have to worry about his saliva. He's not Tome, says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi added on to that, and he said, "Bekiim anu behem yoisim in akoil veheimaru istam lechachomim." I know for a fact that all these wives of the tzedukim used to show their maris to the chachomim. Chutz mi isha achas, there was one woman shahisa b'shunaseinu who lived in our neighborhood. Shlo yheres istam lechachomim. She didn't do meisa, and she died. Maybe that's why the other ones did. But regardless, they used to all show it to the chachomim. So this is Rabbi Yossi l'shitase that stam benoy stuki, as it relates to Maris Tamim anyways, has a din of a Yisraelis. So says the Gemara, going back to the story, Ma'isa b'tzaduki yechod, she'siperim koin gadol b'shuk, v'nitzot zinoyra mipiv, v'naflo l'koin gadol al begadov. And what happened? The koin gadol got very scared. V'hiriku panov shol koin gadol. The koin gadol started changing colors. Charolei, Rashi says. Why? Because this person may be a Boyal Nida, because his wife is a tzedaiki, he's a tzedaiki, they don't keep tires on mishpacha. His saliva then is going to be tamei. He went, he was mevarer, he spoke to his wife, and he calmed down. Everything was okay. Freit Gemara, what are you worried about? You worried that maybe he's a bayo nida, that's why his saliva is going to be tamei? He's anyways tamei. We know that the amei ha'aretz were all becheskas tamei. This tzeduki has to be an amaretz, because if you go through the definitions of what amaretz is, there's no way that tzedaiki can qualify as being anything but an Amaris. So Luchur afraid to Gemara, wasn't he Tommy anyways? So what's the Shaili? Was Bayon Lida, not Bayon Lida. They were afraid of the rabbis, they weren't afraid of the rabbis. At the end of the day, Avadi, he's Tomei. Forget about he's Tomei else Bayonida. He's Tomei else Amma Oretz. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, no, but Tzaduki Chaver. We're talking about it. Tzaduki Kangodl wasn't worried about that because he knew this Tzaduki was a Chaver. He used to keep Tomei Vitaira. There was no way that he had a din of an Amma Oretz. Amr Rava. So Rava said, Tzaduki Chaver, Bayonida, Mashvasle. Then why do you think it was a Bayonida? To the extent that he was a Chaver, obviously it wasn't a Bayonida. Elam Rava. So Rava said, you're right. Regel Hava. This story took place on Yonti. Vetumas Amma Oretz, Beregel, Kitahaira Shavinu. And there's an unbelievable chiddush that the Gemara talks about at the very, very end of Masechtas Chagiga. This is Chagiga Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. With the Gemara, there's Mishnayos about this, and Gemara that although Amei Ha'aretz were all Becheskas Tomei, but on Yontif, all the laws of Tumah as it relates to an Amei Ha'aretz were removed. They were all revoked. Tumas Amei Ha'aretz Biregel, Kitahaira Shavinu Rabbanon. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayyasev Kol Ish Yisrael El Ha'ir, Ki Ish Echad. Now, it's anything but a Mefurish Pasuk. That Pasuk is actually talking about Pelegesh Begiva. It has nothing to do with Amei Ha'aretz. When it says Chaverim over there, we don't mean Chaver as in the antithesis of the Amaris. But regardless, Epis HaDrasha we have, Vayyasev Kol Ish Yisrael Elo Ir Ki Eshechot Chaverim, HaKosev Asan Kulon Chaverim. That all the Amei Ha'aretz, every single Yid, when Klal Yisrael comes together, as in on Yontif, Regal on Yontif. So on Yontif, when Klal Yisrael comes together, because in the mitzvah to be Oyle Regal, every single Yid has a din of a chaver. This Maisa took place on Yontif. I mean that this Maisa took place on Yontif, they all had a din of chaverim. If they all had a din of chaverim, it's for that reason that this halacha it's for that reason he wasn't worried about the fact that he was not Maris. The only issue was, is he a Bayol Nida or is he not a Bayol Nida? He went ahead to be Mevarer to make sure that he wasn't a Bayol Nida. Now, this last idea that Tumas Amma Oretz Biregel. So the Gemara brings a pasuk for it. Shoyftim perik chav pasuk yud aleph. The Marsha and that Gemara chagiga daf chavav amud aleph quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns it from a different pasuk. It says Yerushalayim habenuya ki ir shechubra lo yachdav shesham alu shvatim shiftei ka edus li Yisrael. Yerushalayim habenuya ki ir shechubra lo yachdav. Yerushalayim is a city that brings all yidden together when shesham alu shvatim. When the oil regal, and that's the pasuk. That's the Makar, Chubra, Chaverim, that you see from there that all Klal Yisrael, even the Amei Ha'aretz, had a din of Chaverim. But regardless, whether it's learned that from this Pasuk, Vayyasev Kol Ish Yisrael Laloir, Yushalayim Habnuya, better known Pasuk, Kirisha Chubra Yachtav, this is the basic halacha. The Rambam in Hilchis Metame Mishkuv Moshe brings this halacha that the Amei Ha'aretz, even though throughout Shas, they're considered to be Tamei, Big Day Amei Ha'aretz is Medrash to write for Oichle Truma, but at the same time, when it comes to Yontif, it's not Negev. So what's the reason for it? So the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, Perik Yed Alef Halacha Tes, Hilchas Metami Mishka B'Moshe says very practical. Tumas Amei Ha'aretz Biregel, Kitahiri Hichashuvo, Shekol Yisrael Chaveirim Biregel, Vekileyen Kulon, Vaichleyem Umashkeyem Tahirim Biregel, Mipnei, Shakol Metarim Atzmon, Va'oyrim Biregel. Because on Yontif, everybody's Metarim themselves. There's a mitzvah, Chayav Adam Metarim Atzmon Biregel. It's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah to be Tahar anyways, in the olden days, when it was real Tumah V'Tahira, for sure you had to be Tahar on Yontif. Chayav Adam Metarim Atzmon Biregel. So says the Rambam, we assume that the Amoritz has Becheska said he was Mekayim his mitzvah, and it's for that reason that even the Amoritz are going to be Tahar. So it's not some heebie-jeebie idea that, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metahir, all the Amei Ha'aretz would have come. No, it's practically speaking, says the Rambam. There's a chiyuv to be metayer, so we're going to give the Amei Ha'aretz the benefit of the doubt. We're going to assume that he went to the mikveh fak yontif. He kept any dinei tumah v'tayra that he needs to observe. He is tar come yontif time. Right? Chayav adam l'tayra atzmon b'regel doesn't just mean go to the mikveh. I mean, that's what it would mean today. But once upon a time, it meant figure out how to become Tahar. It's not so serious. You have to make a carb or whatever it is. Whatever you need to be Tahar, Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo Regel. And that's why we assume that the Amei Ha'aretz is going to be Becheskas Tahar. If you take a look at the Maran Tzchios right here on this Gemara, so he says a different shot. More al Derech HaMachshava. He says a Dover Nifla based on a Rambam in the Moir Nevuchim. So the Rambam in the Moir Nevuchim is talking about Yontif. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yontif? So obviously every Yontif has a different reason. The Torah gives reasons. Keep a Sukkah Shafti. Right, there's different reasons why we have Yontif. But the Rambam gives this interesting idea, and that is that Yontif is to bring Klal Yisrael together. The whole idea of Yontif is Achdus, Ayin Shom in the Rambam, if you want to look it up, it's in Chela Gimel, it's Perek Mem Gimel, in Meir Nevuchet. That's where the Rambam talks about this. Says the Maratzchios, if the idea of Yontif is to bring the Yidden together, so he says, it's poshit that you couldn't have Tumas HaMa'aretz on Yontif. He says, because if you can have Tumas HaMa'aretz on Yontif, he said, what kind of Achdus is it going to be? Imagine the Yidden come together, they want to sit down and break bread, but that's what Yontif is all about. That's the spirit of Yontif. The spirit of Yontif is that everybody should be Ba'achdus. And then what's going to happen? The HaMa'aretz is going to want to sit together with Tumas HaMa'aretz. No, you can't sit with me. You can't sit at my table. Your beged is a medrash. You might spit on me. What happens if while you're eating a little bit of saliva, I can't even talk to you? Right? Look at this. The Kohen Gadol was talking to this person and he pushed it. He got so angry because a little bit of saliva. So how are you going to have a conversation with a chaver if you're worried about a little bit of saliva? The Maariz Chiyah says, he said, maybe that's why Rabbi Akiva said, I used to say, he says, you know why? Because there was a sinner, the head of me, between the Talmid Chachamim and the Amiharis. A Talmid Chacham wouldn't talk to an Amiharis. He just learned the Gemara. He wouldn't even talk to him. It practically speaking, it created way too many problems. So he says, if the idea of Yontif is Achdus, how could you have the laws of Tumah V'Tahara as it relates to an Amaris? It's an Itshayach. And it's for that reason, in order to implement the spirit of what Yontif is, based on how the Rambam explains it, in Chela Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel, in the Meir Nevoichim, says the Maariz Chiyah, it was integral, it was necessary for us to go ahead and revoke this halacha. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and then we'll start the second part of the daf. And that is that the Rogachov Goyen in the Tzafnas Paneach was asked the question whether or not this idea that there's no Tumas Amaoritz on Yontif, Tumas Amaoritz Beregel Kitahairo Shavinu Rabbanon, was that true for the women as well or only for the men? What would be the tzad that it should only be for the men? Because you see, it's related to Vayeyosef Kol Ish Yisrael Eloir. It's Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Edus Li Yisrael. Men have a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. Women don't have. Yeira Kol Schorchas Pnei Hashem Lekecha. Women, it's the first mission in the Masechtas Chagiga, don't have a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. So someone asked the Rogachov Goyin, did women have this halacha of Tumas HaMa'aretz B'Regel Kitaira Shavinu or not? And again, what was the Shaila? The Shaila is do we have to assume that this halacha is 100% Mekusher with the Chiv to be Oyle Regel? Or not. If it's related to the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, and it's a shtickel mashma that way, then l'chur, you would argue that women that don't have the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel don't have this halacha of Tumas HaMa'aretz Beregel Ketayre Chashiva. If, however, it's not that it's the poyel related to the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, but being that on Yontif, the Yidden are Oyle Regel, so it's for that reason we said Tumas HaMa'aretz Keregel Beregel Ketayre Shavinu. But maybe even someone that doesn't physically, practically speaking, have the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, maybe the halacha would include him as well. And the Rogachov Goyen, I mean, it's impossible sometimes to go through a shtickel Tzafnas Paneach. That's so hard. It's like literally a riddle wrapped in an enigma, right? It's just, they're very, very hard to go through. But the Rogachov Goyen, if you want to look it up, it's in Shuvah Kuf Lamed Ches, Ois Dalid. But again, Bekitzur L'Shoinai, I think this is what he says. And that is that I have a raya from a Gemara. A Gemara Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Gimel is a good Metzia. Daf Lamed Gimel on the base, and Daf Lamed Dalet on the Aleph. And the Hekdin, he says, there's a Behekdin or a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Perik, the Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Perik Tes, Halacha Chav says as follows. Nadar Mishoiv Sheis Shabbos, if somebody makes a Nedar, I'm not going to have a Nadar from anyone that keeps Shabbos. Also be Yisrael ubekutim. The halacha is, he's not allowed to have any hanah from a yid. He's also not allowed to have hanah from a kuti. Not the ma'ilu Yerushalayim. What if a person makes a neder? I'm not going to have hanah from anyone that's an oile Yerushalayim. Anyone that's oile regel. Also be Yisrael. He's not allowed to have hanah from a yid. Umbuta bekutim. He's allowed to have hanah from a kuti. Why? Shalayin eschavin zeh. Listen to the Rambam. Elos lemisha mitzvah olav. Lalois Yerushalayim. Because we assume that his kavanah was that I'm making a neder for someone that has a mitzvah to be oily Yerushalayim. A kuti doesn't have a mitzvah to be oily Yerushalayim. Okay. Noda mishoiv say Shabbos, also be Yisrael b'kutim. Someone makes a neder, I'm not going to have a neder for someone that keeps Shabbos. Oh, yid keeps Shabbos, a kuti keeps Shabbos. This is the Rabbi Moshitasi of kutim ageri emes. So, you're not allowed to have anor from Yisrael. You're not allowed to have anor from a kuti either. If, however, he made a neder, I won't have anor from someone that's oily Yerushalayim. So then the halach is also be Yisrael. But umuter bekutim. There he is allowed to have anah from the kuti. Why? A kuti does not have a mitzvah to be oilal Yerushalayim. Zochtelecha mishnah. Loshin rabbeinu zal enoy mechuvin. The loshin of the Rambam. Lishoyne azot doesn't make sense. Vikvar toma olav harab beis Yosef zatzal. Besimin reish yud zayin in Yerudaya. What does he mean? The Rambam says that a kuti doesn't have a mitzvah to be oilal Yerushalayim. Why would a kuti have a mitzvah to be oilal Yerushalayim? If a kuti is a yid, if he has a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, like the Rambam said in the Reisha, because the Rambam Shita is always Kutim Geri Yemes, so why would a Kuti not have a mitzvah to be Oilal Yerushalayim? The Rambam said, Shaloi Neschavin Ze'elo L'misha mitzvah Olav Lalois Yerushalayim, as if the Kutim don't have a mitzvah to be Oilal Yerushalayim. The Kutim also have a mitzvah to be Oilal Yerushalayim. The emes is that this Rambam has a makarnim. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Mamish the loshen haMishnah. Noi the Mishnah says Shabbos Asa Bisrael Asa Bekutim. Me Oichle Shum Asa Bisrael Asa Bekutim. Me Oichle Yerushalayim Asa Bisrael Muta Bekutim. But the other Gemara gives a different reason why he's Muta Bekutim. The reason is because the Kutim had a Beis HaMikdash, not in Har Meriah, not on the Harabayas in Yerushalayim. Where was it? On Har Grizin. So they used to be Oyvel Har Grizin. So when you say Oyvel Yerushalayim, the assumption is that your Kavona was the ones that go to Yerushalayim, not the ones that go to Har Grizin. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say that the Kutim practically used to be Oyvel Regal to Har Grizin, not to Yerushalayim. What the Rambam says is Shalayin is Chavin Ze'el Olamisha Mitzvah Olav Lalayus Yerushalayim. As if to say that the Kuti doesn't even have a mitzvah. It's not true. Kuti has a mitzvah to be oilal Yerushalayim. He rather doesn't. He goes to Har Grizin, which is what the Gemara says in the Dorm Laman Aleph Amen Aleph. So l'chayr the Rambam's a pella. What's pshat the Rambam says that a kuti doesn't have a mitzvah to be oilal regal. L'chayr the kuti does have a mitzvah to be oilal regal. That's the lechem mishnah's kasha. It's the Beis Yosef's kasha. Says the Rav of a goyin. You know where I think the Rambam got this from? I think he got it from a Gemara Masechtas Nida and Perek Pnois Kutim. It was a combination of two Gemaras. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, yesterday's daf that we didn't learn together, and Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, the Gemara that we just learned a moment ago. The Gemara just told the story. There was a story with a Tzeduki Yechad. He meets a Kohen Gadol. They're having a conversation, and while he was talking, he spit on the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol got really angry. He said, Oyvei, he's Tomei, maybe he's a Bayol Nida. He was Mavari that he's not a Bayol Nida, and everything was fine. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? He was a Tzeduki. If he was a Tzeduki, he didn't keep the laws of Tomei V'Taira, which means he was an Amaretz. He was anyways Tomei. So wasn't he Tomei outside that? And the Gemara gave two terutzim. One teretz is he was a tzeduki chaver. The Gemara had a problem with that. So the Gemara said, "Alo my rova." It was yontif. Yontif tumas ama oritz beregel kedai reshavino. The Gemara in yesterday's daf had a very, very similar exchange, a very, very similar shaklevataya. But in that case, the maisa shahaya kachaya wasn't with a tzeduki and the kohen gadol. It was with a kuti. And it was the same exact story. A kuti talked to somebody, he spit at him, is he a Bayol Nida? And the Gemara said, what do you mean if he's a Bayol Nida? He's an Amaretz anyways. And the Gemara went ahead to describe why he wasn't worried about the fact that he was an Amaretz. But you know what the Gemara didn't say? There's no Elam Arava, it was Yontiv. And Tumas Amaretz Beregel, Ketayr Shavinu. Freik the Rogat Shavagoyin, how come when the Gemara was discussing the Tzeduki spitting on the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara suggested that maybe the reason the Kohen Gadol wasn't worried about the big day Amaretz, Tumas Amaretz, is because it was Yontif. But by the Kuti, the Gemara didn't say Yontif. Why didn't the Gemara say it? Says the Rogat Shavu Goyin, you know what I think Pshat is? I think Pshat is, because why is Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ketayr Shavinu? It's because you have a mitzvah to be Oyler Regel. It's because Vayi Yosef Kolish Yisrael Eloir, Shesham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka'edis Li Yisrael. The Tzeduki was the Yid. He can't avoid it. He's a full-fledged Yid. He has a mitzvah to be Oyler Regel. If he has a mitzvah to be Oyler Regel, then he gets this kula of Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ketayr Shavinu. But the Kuti's not a full-fledged Yid. The Kuti, even if you hold Gary MS, says the Rogat Shavagoyin, I am Krisus Tavches, I am here, I am there. He never had a din of a full-fledged yid. And vice versa, as it relates to the mitzvah to be oil regal, he didn't have a full-fledged yid. That's why the Gemara didn't say Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ketayr Shavinu. Because it's not true for every yid. It's only true for a yid that has a mitzvah to be oil regal. So it's for that reason Gemara didn't say, Zok the Rogat, that's how the Rambam knew this. You're right, the Rambam knew that his pshat in why Hanoider may Oyle Yerushalayim Asav Yisrael Mutabakutim doesn't stim what the Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. The Gemara, the Rambam wasn't paskini like that Gemara in the Dorim Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. The Rambam was following a different Gemara, a Gemara not in the Dorim and Nida, not Lamed Aleph Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara didn't want to say that the Kuti's roik maybe was tahar Ayiz Rama Oris because it was on Yontif. Vice versa, the Kuti doesn't get the kul of Yontif. Why wouldn't he get it? Vice versa, he doesn't have a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. That's what the Rambam said. l'shoyne yazov in hilchas adar perek tes aloch el chav shaloi neschavin ze elo l'mishon mitzvah all of laos yishalayim. He doesn't have a mitzvah. So said the Rogachov going to the shoyl. I mean, this is goyness on another level. So said the Rogachov going to the shoyl. He says, you want to know if women have a mitzvah? I have this halacha of tumas hamaretz beregel kedayr shavin. What was the shayla? On the one hand, they're yiddin, but then again, they don't have the mitzvah to be other regel. I have a mufurish right from this gemara. You have to have the mitzvah to be other regel because the kutin vice dois, because they didn't have the mitzvah to be other regel. That's the reason that they didn't have the halacha of tumas hamaretz beregel kedayr shavin. That's the Rambam's takeaway from this sugya. Oh, vice dois, if that's the case, the women who don't have the mitzvah to be other regel would have the same halacha. They wouldn't either have tumas hamaretz beregel kedayr shavin rabbanon. Either way, on that note, let's learn today's daf. Zogt the Mishnah. Dam oyvedes koy chavim. So the first Mishnah talked about the benos kutim. The second Mishnah talked about the benos stukim. And now we're going to talk about the dam of a regular non-Jew. Now the truth is, oyvedes koy chavim, that's simple. That's simple. On a deraisa level, this is very, very easy. Kuti is complicated. Are they geri emes? Are they geri arayos? The Gemara Chulin davavam and aleph. After the takana of Ramei's bezer, Rabbi Gamliel's bezer, Rabbi Amir Rabasi's bezer. So certainly complicated, big mavucha. The benois sedukim also a little bit unclear, but the dam of a non-Jew, that's very straightforward. Non-Jews don't have tumas nida. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk for it, but non-Jews don't have tumas nida. So the whole discussion of the dam of an oyvedes kechavim is not as it relates to the d'oraisa level. That's easy, but rather as it relates to the rabbanon level. So as the Gemara, dam oyvedes kechavim, v'dam tahir shal mitzayras, or the dam tahar of a mitzayras. So what does dam tahar mean? So usually, if you ask the man on the street, what's dam tahar? He says, oh, very simple, a yeledes, right? A yeledes has a baby. So if it's a zachar, 7 days, all her blood is tame. Next 33 days, even though it comes from the makar, even though it certainly seems like dam nida, the dam is considered tar. If she gives birth 20 keva, the numbers are doubled. First 14 days, the dam is tame. The next 66 days, all the dam is tar. That is one example of dam. There's other examples of dam tar as well. Just to mention one, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, but just to mention one, and that is the colors of dam. The colors of dam that we saw earlier in the Masechta, right? There's only four colors or five colors of dam that's considered dam. But dam yorek, for example, yellow blood, whatever that means. But yellow blood, which is dam from the makar, but at the same time it's tar. It's also considered dam tar. So what about the dam tar of a mitzayras? A woman was a mitzayra, and now she had dam tahira. So either it's the yemei toyar of the yoledes, or maybe she had dam yorek. Either way, beishamay mitaharim. Beishamay says the dam is tahar. Ubeisul oimrim. Beisul says no. It's keruka. It's like her saliva. Ukamei miraglea and her miraglayim, her urine. Meaning it's tamei. Dam yoledes shaloi tavlo. What about the dam of a yoledes that didn't go to the mikveh? So a yoledes, let's say it's a zachar. 7 days, all the dam is tamei, and then after that, the next 30 days, it's going to be tahar. The question is the dam of a yoledes that she didn't go to the mikveh between the 7th and the 8th day. So what's the halachic status of her dam then? Ben Shammai says it's karuka ukemei miragla. Just like her roik and her miraglaim is metama, this will be metama as well. But still, Ben Silo says metama lach ve'yovesh u'moidim b'yoledes b'zoiv. They're moida. If she had a baby while she was a zoiv, she metama lach ve'yovesh. So you can tell from the Mishnah what's coming in the Gemara. But either way, the Gemara is going to go through all of these cases one by one. So the first machlekes that was mentioned in the Mishnah, a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Dam oyvedes kechavim, v'dam tahir shel mitzayras. So we'll start with the first one first. Dam of a non-Jew. According to Beis Shammai, the dam is tahar. According to Beis Hillel, it's going to be tomei, like kuroik, and her meiraglai. So just a little bit of an introduction. First things first, a non-Jewish woman doesn't have dam nida medeiraisa. She doesn't have dam nida, she doesn't have dam ziva. On a deiraisa level, there's no tumah at all. That's number one. Number two, as we'll see, the Rabbanon imposed tumah on a non-Jewish nida. So even though midiraisa she doesn't have any tumah, but midirabbanon she does. In fact, midirabbanon she's even more chomer in a way than a Jewish woman, because a Jewish woman's only a nida when she's a nida. She's only a zava when she's a zava. A non-Jewish woman is always midirabbanon treated like a zava, as we'll see. So that's number two. Number three, Anida's dam is physically tame. Meaning, Anida is tame. the guf, the person, the nida is tame. The dam itself, if somebody would touch the dam, that person would become tame. The dam of a nida is tame. Not just that, any liquid that comes out of a woman that's a nida is tame. Any person that has tuma that's yoytze migufa, such as a nida, a zav, a zava, a mitzayra, any person whose tuma comes from the guf itself, the halach is her mayonois, anything that flows from her. The Gemara is later in the Masechta will define that a little bit better, but for now, her saliva, her meraglayim are going to be tamei as well. The backdrop of the Gemara, just to understand it, is that the Gemara is starting with an assumption that Beishamah and Yisrael both agree with. Being that a non-Jewish woman can't become a nida midday raisa, she can only become a nida midday rabbanon, although the rabbanon imposed laws of nida, not just nida, ziva. I mean, today really, every nida is treated like a ziva as well. But they imposed the laws of ziva, but they felt that, being that it's only midirabbanon, we're going to have to make some hecker that it's only midirabbanon. Because we don't want people to think that an avedas kechavim is tamei tumaziva midiraisa, if really she's only tamei tumaziva midirabbanon. What's the terrible nichshol that can come if people think that she's tamei midiraisa and really she's only tamei midirabbanon? So, there's a few answers, but the easiest answer is, if she touches truma, so you're going to go ahead and burn it if she's tamei midiraisa. If she's only tamei midirabbanon, you'll never burn it. It'll be toilin, le'yoichon v'le'sarfin. But either way, the point is that being that she's only Tameh Midirabbanon, so the Chama wanted to make a hecker, and they said that even though you're going to be Tameh, but something we're going to have to carve out. There's going to be one interesting kula. So the laws are not going to... So again, Midday Raisa, a non-Jewish woman, doesn't have any Tameh at all. Even if she's Roya Dam Nida, she could be Shefaz Tam. It doesn't matter. She's not going to be a Nida. Midirabbanon, every Ivedes Kechavim is treated like a Zava. Yeah, Dam, no Dam, it doesn't matter. She can go to the mikvah. She's still going to be treated like a Zava. Every single non-Jewish woman is midirabbanon treated like a nida. Being that it's only midirabbanon, the Chachamim wanted to make a hecker, so they said that even though on the one hand there'll be this chumrah that every non-Jewish woman will be treated like a zava, but at the same time, we have to carve out some sort of kula. The machloikis between Beishamah and Behil, this Mishnah, is what was that carve out? What was that kula? That is the machloikis. Beishamah said, again, damoy vedes kechavim is tahar. Beisul said, no, it's tamei kereiko ukamei reza. So zok tigamah. But let's do Beishamah. Darba b'nei Yisrov v'mar taleim ish ish ki yezov b'nei Yisrov matame v'ziva v'eino evde kechavim matame v'ziva avagazra aleim ish yu gezovim l'cholgevim. It sounds like when you start reading the Mishnah, again, we sort of gave it away, but when you start reading the Mishnah, it sounds like Beishamah says that the dam of an Ovedes Kechavim is always tahar, meaning there's no Tumas Nida, which is true Midei Raisa, but it sounds like it's even true Midei Rabbanan. Freit the Gemara, everybody knows this. Everyone knows, Dabra b'nei Yisrov, v'yamar t'aleim, ish ish ki'i azov b'nei Yisrov, matam b'ziv, v'yamar t'aleim, ziv, only Midei Raisa. Avol gazru b'midei Rabbanan, she'yu k'zovim b'chol devreim. What, Beishamah doesn't hold this? Beishamah, you hold this no Tumas Nida on a non-Jew? How come no one ever heard that? V'leslu Beishamah. Now Beishamah could say, yeah, I don't hold to that. Beishamah has every right to do that. Beishamah said bigger chedushim in Shas. But the Gemara felt that this was so universally accepted as being so that it's not stubborn that Beishamah argues with this. So the Gemara says, Beishamah is going to say, no. I agree with you. There's no question in the world that a non-Jewish woman gazru chachamim sheyiu kezavim and l'chol devreim. But at the same time, I couldn't be l'chol devreim mamish. We had to make epis vasa hacker and some hacker we had to make, and this was my hacker. You know what my hacker is? Is that the dam of a Avedas Kechavim is not metama. If someone touches it, they don't become tame. Ordinarily, a real zav, a real need, if someone touches dam, they become tame. Here, not, this is my hacker. And he said, I had to make the hacker that way. Because, hey, chilavet, what else should have I done? Should I have said, letame lach v'yovesh? Should I have said that the dam will be metama? Meaning, she's a full-fledged zava, midirabbanon, and even her dam is metame. And it's metame while it's lach. It's moist. It's metaba while it's yavesh, while it's dry. Asisa kashal taira. Then I don't have any hecker between her and a regular nida, regular zava, and that's not an option. I can't have people thinking that she's a zava midei raisa. L'tami lach v'lo l'tami yavesh. Should I say that loch is that the dam will be tame while it's lach and not yavesh, and that will be the hecker? Meaning, let the dam be tame, but it'll only be tame when it's lach, not when it's yavish. Now, clearly implied from this Gemara is that dam nida and dam zava is metame, whether it's in its liquid form, lach, or whether in its dry form, it's yavish. The problem is, I don't like that either, because chilakta
Bishal Torah, because then people are going to start thinking that maybe the dam of a Nida and the dam of a Zav is always only metama while it's lach, and it's never metama while it's yavish. That's also a little too dangerous. So I felt like this is risky business here. Either way I go, I was a little bit uncomfortable. So you know what I said? Just keep it simple. I said, let's just say that the dam is always tar. If the dam is always tar, there's your hecker, and being that people know that the dam of a regular Nida and a Zav is tameh, so I'm not worried that they're going to come to think there's a difference between lach and yavish, because by the Ovedes Kechavim, there is no difference between lach and yavish. So this is just my way of making a hecker and at the same time not risking people thinking that by a Jewish woman, the dam is only metame lach, it's not metame. The Gemara says, Yihachi ruku mei mergleo nami. So he said, why didn't you say that her roik and her mei raglayim is also tar? Right, what was his lashon? Beishamay was metar only the dam, not the saliva, not the meraglayim. Why don't you say, if you have to make a hecker, you have to make a hecker? So we should say that a roik and meraglayim as well. So Beishamay said, because I don't need two hackers. Kivan dovdin and hecker, bedama made the idea, the rukam meraglayim, the rabbanon. I just need one hacker. I made a hacker already. I said, the dam is not metama. Once I say the dam is not metama, I'm not worried about any michshel coming from the roik or the mei raglayim. Frank the Gemara v'lehavet hekera beruku mei mei raglayo ulatamuye ledama. How did Beishamai know where to make the hacker? Maybe Beishamai just felt he needed to make a hacker. So what was the hacker? The dam is going to be tahar. The roik and the mei raglayim, no reason to have to be metaret. Let it be tame. Efshifakaret, Frank the Gemara. Maybe make the roik and the mei raglayim tahar. And let the dam be tame. So the Gemara says, Ruko meiraglaya de shchichi, her saliva and her meiraglaya, which is shchiach, gazur b'rabbanan. Dama, her dam, the loy shchicha, which is not so shchiach, like gazur b'rabbanan. Meaning, there's a rule, milsa de loy shchicha, like gazur b'rabbanan. Now, that's not true here, because even dam is shchiach, but she sees dam every month. Her saliva and her meraglayim she sees every day. So one is clearly more shchiach than the other. So just like milsa de loy shchicha, like gazur b'rabbanan, so you see that when it comes to Gzeiro is chachamim, we pick the more shchiach. Musa shchiach is the extreme. When it's not shchiach at all, it goes away rabbanon. This is a little bit different. Here they're both shchiach. Just one is more shchiach than the other. But you see, the spirit of the law, that it's better to make a gzeiro on something that's more shchiach than on something that's less shchiach. And that's why we made a gzeiro that the roik and the meraglayim of the Avedis Chachamim should be a problem. The dam, which is a little bit less shchiach, that's not going to be the problem. Now, what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel said karuka umeimei raglayo, that the dam of an avedes chachavim is treated like karoik and a mei raglayo. Now Beis Hillel also holds that you have to have a hacker. They agree with every premise. So what then is the hacker according to Beis Hillel? The hacker is, Beis Hillel holds that it's only going to be a problem when it's lach. It's not going to be a problem when it's yavish. So according to Beis Shammai, the hacker is the dam is always tar. According to Beis Hillel, the hacker is that the dam is tahar when it's yavish, and that's enough of a hacker. Why did Beis Shammai like that? Because Beis Shammai felt, if you're going to start being mechalik between lach and yavish with the Ovedes Kechavim, you may make a mistake, and you may do it by a Jewish woman as well. So Beis Shammai thought that was a very dangerous spalt. So he wasn't worried about it. Either way, that's the point. Oh my, Rava said, Zoivoy, what about a man? So here we're talking about the Ovedes Kechavim. What about the male version? What about a man? Now, a man, Oved Kechavim, could have Tumazav, can't be a Nida, but he could be a Zav. So with the Chachamim Goyzer on a man that he should be Tomei Tumazav, just like they were Goyzer on the woman that she should be Tomei Tumazav, so the short answer is yes. Now at the same time, we just said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that we have to make a hacker. What was Beis Shammai's hacker? The Dam is Tar. What was Beis Hillel's hacker? The Dam Yavish is Tar. What's going to be the halacha by a man? Now, by a man, the zav, the ziva, the actual discharge, midairaisa, this is important to understand this next few lines of Gemara, is only metame while it's lach, it's not metame while it's yavish. So Beis Hillel's hecker is really off the table. What was Beis Hillel's hecker? Oh, we'll say it's metame lach, not yavish, that's a hecker. Because midairaisa, it's metame lach and yavish. By a zav, that's not going to help. Because by a zav, even midairaisa, it's only metame lach and it's not metame yavish. So what are you going to tell me? The zav goy, his ziva is metame lach and not yavish. There's your hacker. It's not a hacker because the yid is the shomer Torah mitzvahs has the same exact halacha. So over here again, we need a hacker, but the Beis Hillel's hacker is not going to work. So over here, on my Rava said there's going to be no machleks b'sham Beis Hillel. Everyone's going to have the same hacker, and this is what it's going to be. Zayvay tame afilu b'sham. Everyone's going to hold that the zayv is tame because the same gzeira that the chachamim made on the oivedes kechavim, they made on the oivei kechavim, but the kiryoy tahar. The carry is going to be tar, and that's a filu Beis Hillel. It's going to be tar, meaning the carry is not the same as the Zav. They're both discharges, clearly similar, but they weren't the same thing. So the carry is going to be Tahar, even according to Beis Hillel. And he explained, Rav, a very simple Zav. You have a Kera Bikiryoi. Meaning, the Zav could be Tameh. Aren't you worried people are going to think it's Tameh Bideraisa? No, you're going to have the Heker. What's the Heker going to be? The carry is going to be Tahar. And Kiryoi Tahar, Afilu Beis Hillel, the carry is going to be Tahar, Afilu Beis Hillel, Avir Rabbanan Hekera, Kechla, this is for that Shumav Akacha. Because the Chacham, the Beis Hillel agrees that you have to make an Heker. What was their Heker by the Vedas Kechavim? That the Dam is Metamel Lach, it's not Metamel Yavish. You don't have that Heker over here, because even the Zav, he's only Metamel Lach, he's not Metamel Yavish. So you have to come up with some other type of hacker. What's the other hacker going to be? Kiryas over here. Everyone agrees you need a hacker. And everyone agrees you have a hacker. And everyone agrees what the hacker is. Either way, that's the Gemara. Faith the Gemara. Why don't you do it in the reverse? How do you know that the Ziva discharge should be the Tameh one and the Keri should be the Tar one? Ef shefakert. So the Gemara says, Zoyved leitali b'maisa gozer b'rabbanon. Zoyved, which is not totally enough. You don't need a maisa. So the Rabbanon were gozer on that. Maybe that means it's more shchiach. Kiryoi, the Talib Amaisa, Kiryoi, which requires a Maisa. Right, Rashi says, Ein Keri Ba, El Ali Dechimum. He has to be aroused in order for him to have Keri. So like Gazavei Rabbanu, over there, the Rabbanu weren't going. He says, you can bring a Raya. To which thing? We said a lot of things just now. So what are we bringing a Raya to? To what Rava said, and that is that the Keri of a Goy is Tar. So even though a Goy, man, like woman, is Becheskas Zov, just like she's Beches Gazova. But at the same time, not every discharge, not everything that comes from him, not every Mayon is going to be Tomei. And the reason is because we have to make a Heker. We have to show the world that this is Tumah D'Rabbana. Don't be sorry of Truma on it. It's not Tumah D'Raisa. What was the Heker by the woman? Achleik B'Sham Gesil. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Damai Vedas Kechavim. Koin D'B'Sham is Tar. Koin D'B'Sil, it's Tar if it's Yavish, not if it's Lach. That's there. What's the Heker by a non-Jew? By the man? Everybody agrees what it is. It's the carry. So Rav is saying Gechidish that the carry of a Zav is Tar. So I think I have a Raya. Oy Vedas Kechavim. Shapolta Shich Vazerim Yisrael. Oy Vedas Kechavim that engaged in Bia with a yid, so this was a man with a non-Jewish woman, and she had in her the shichva zera of the man, and then she was polta shichva zera. So there's halacha that a woman that's polta shichva zera within 3 days from when the man was moitzis the zera, the halacha is a shichva zera still considered tamei. The reason is because up to 3 days we assume that the zera is able to result in a viable child, and being that it has the kayach to turn into a child. Apparently the Tumas Shichva Zera comes from that, and that's for that reason, up for those 3 days, you can have Tumas Shichva Zera. Once 3 days pass, we assume that the Shichva Zera was Masriach already. It doesn't have the ability to do anything. If it doesn't have the ability to do anything, it's not going to be a problem. So if that is Kechavim, Shepolta Shichva Zera Yisrael, what's the halacha? Temeya, okay. Ubas Yisrael, this is what we need. Shepolta Shichva Zera, Fnina Oivet Kechavim, Tahira. Oh, why is she Tahira? The Shichva Zera that was Polta from the Jewish woman, because it was a goy shich vazera, who cares? The teretz is what? You see from here that the carry of a man is not a problem. Meaning non-Jews don't have the regular halachas of Tumas carry, Tumas nida. This is all mit Rabbanah. So you see the Rabbanah were never mitame the carry. The Gemara says, my love, Torah gemura. The Gemara says, loy, Torah mitei raisa. You have no raya, because maybe Torah just means Torah mitei raisa. Avol tmei mitei Rabbanah. If she's tamei mitei Rabbanah, then you have no raya from there. Tashma, bring your raya from somewhere else. Nimtzes oimer, shich vazera shay Yisrael. The same halacha, but with a knech, which is going to help us. Nimtzes oimer, shich vazera shay Yisrael, tmei b'chamok. Shich vazera yid is always tamei. Vafilu v'mei avedas kechavim. Meaning, even if there was a bia with a non-Jewish woman, and then she discharged the man's shichva zera, it's tame. V'shal oivet kechavim tahir v'chamokin. The shichva zera of a non-Jew is always tahir. V'afilu b'mei Yisraelis. Even if the guy was with a Jewish woman. Chutz mi meiraglayim shem. Unless his shichva zera comes out in her meiraglayim, then the shichva zera is going to be tame. Meaning her meiraglayim is tame. Right, we just saw that before. Her meiraglayim is for sure tame. The question is her dam. But her meiraglayim is for sure tameh. If the shichva zera was in her meiraglayim, it's going to be tameh. What do you see from here? That the shichva zera of a yid that's in the me'ei of a Yisraelis is tahira. As you see again, it's tahir. So Gemara says, "V'chidem, you're going to tell me how can I be tahir mid'raisa? Maybe the rabbanon. You tell me maybe tahir just means mid'rabbanon. Does mid'raisa? But really, she's talking mid'rabbanon. Or to meiraglayim mid'raisa mi'metamim. Here we're comparing it and we're contrasting it. But if it comes out in the meiraglayim, oh, then she's going to be talking now. That tuma for sure is not talking mid'raisa because there's no tuma for sure mid'raisa. Elamai, that tuma means tuma mid'rabbanon. And it sounds like we're saying in that case, there's tuma mid'rabbanon. But if it didn't come out in the meiraglayim, there's no tuma even mid'rabbanon. Elishma, not. Torah. Film of the Rabbanu Shmamina. Bottom line is, so even though we didn't have a raya from the first price, and we do have a raya from the second price, that the Rav is halacha, that even though a stam oyve kechavim is treated like a zav, but at the same time, the carry, that's the hacker. There had to be a hacker. Some discharge had to be tahar. What is it? It's the carry. Amar mar. Shich vazera she Yisrael, tmeya b'chal makon, vafilu bimei oyved es kechavim. That if a yid had bia with a non-Jewish woman, that, and then she was poiletes, the Sheikh Vazera. The Sheikh Vazera then came out of her guf. It's going to be Tommy. Says the Gemara. Tiv Shadabai Rapapa. Isn't this Rapapa Shaila? I mean, can't we be Poisha Rapapa Shaila from a Mufurish of Raisa? The Bayi Rapapa, Sheikh Vazera, Shal Yisrael, B'mei Abed Yitzchak Chavimau. What's the halacha regarding Sheikh Vazera of Yisrael that's inside on Aved Yitzchak Chavim? Meaning, it sounds like it's this was Rapapa Shaila. Sheikh Vazera Shal Yisrael, B'mei Abed Yitzchak Chavim. Isn't it a Mufurish of Raisa? In other words, Tivshai Debayi Rapapa. So the Gemara says no. B'taych Kimbo, like coming by later, Rapapa. It could be within 3 days, Rapapa never had a Shaila. That wasn't Rapapa Shaila. He knew that within 3 days, for sure, that Loch is Sheikh Vazera Shal Yisrael is T'mei B'chal Mokoyim, even by a non-Jew, he would have never cleared such a Shaila. Ki Kami Baile, Shaila was something else. Lacha Gimbal, after 3 days, we know that after 3 days, if a woman is Pilat the Sheikh Vazera, it's not Tomei anymore. But a Shaila was Yisrael the Daigi B'mitzvahs, maybe Dafka Yid, who's Daigi B'mitzvahs. What does it mean, these Daigi B'mitzvahs? Like Rashi, Yureyim, the Charedim B'mitzvahs. Umitoich Dagosa Mischamimim. It's because a Yid has a very unique type of fear, a real Yerushalayim. Is afraid, and it creates a certain chamimus inside of him, or in this case, her. So chavu gufayu umasriach. Maybe that's why after 3 days, it's the chamimus that comes from her Yerushalayim that doesn't allow this zera to turn into a child anymore, and it's for that reason it's not matama. But oivdei kechavim, but maybe oivdei kechavim, the loy daigi b'mitzvos, loy chavu gufayu, v'loy masriach. Maybe they don't have this oidoma, or perhaps, kivan the achli shgatzim v'ramasim, chavu gufayu masriach. Maybe being that the goyim, they eat shgatzim v'ramasim, so maybe they have the same chavu gufayu. Not chavu gufayu because of daigi b'mitzvos, but maybe because they eat shgatzim v'ramasim, and the Gemara says, take it. Now this comes up in another place in Shas. It's a Gemara Pesach. The Shabbos, also Gemara Pesach, this is like the Zohar, the Flamed Aleph. The Gemara was disgusting, mashke megulim. It was considered very dangerous to eat or drink any liquid that was left uncovered overnight. The reason is because once upon a time, nechashim and akravim were mitsuyin, and it's for that reason it was considered dangerous. We were afraid that maybe the nachash or the akrav came, tasted the wine or whatever it was, deposited a little bit of venom, a little bit of poison, and as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe what you're doing is you're getting involved in sakana. Chamira sakanta meisura, you don't even have bittul maybe, and for that reason, this could be an issue. L'maisa Shulchan Aruch says, idna, we don't live amongst the chashim akravim, so it's not something you have to worry about. You do it, the guy worried about it, in the Maisa Rav, and Shayman Nefesh, Baal Nefesh, the Hadvarim Atikin. But the Gemara Masech Tzavoy Dazara says that obviously this was something the Jews were worried about. The non-Jews weren't worried about this. So the Gemara says that Shmuel once went over to Rav's son, and he told him, let me tell you something that I heard from your father. I'll tell you something I once heard, something very nice. He said, your father was once bothered. Why is it that the Oivnei Kechavim, the non-Jews, who are clearly not careful in these laws, how come they're not dropping dead? They're being nichshol in Megulim. We were so worried about Megulim. Literally, chavira, sakanta meisuras, how come the non-Jews aren't careful? So he told them, you know what the reason is? It's because they eat shkatz and ramasin. And being that they eat shkatz and ramasin, it changes their anatomy somehow. And therefore, they're able to fight off this venom. We don't. We have a much lighter the diet, and it's for that reason, this is not something that can counter whatever may be coming, any eris that's coming from the nachash and the akrev. Either way, that's a Gemara. Where the Gemara over there seems to say that for sure the non-Jews are different. Now, it's interesting, in our Gemara, the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says, for sure we have the chamimos, because we're the Aydim and Mitzvahs. The Gemara is just not sure if the Ovdei Kechavim have. Either we're more cham, or at the very least, they're as cham as us. The other Gemara is Mashal Fakir. They have this chamimos because of the Shkatzim Ramasim. We didn't mention anything about the fact that the Yisrael are daigi b'mitzvahs. It's Tosfos Kash and Shas. But either way, that's the Gemara over there. We've spoken that in the past, and we'll end with this. And that is the Chasam Sofer in a few places on that Gemara, Masech Tzavei Dezara, and in Masech Shabbos. He says that you see from here that naturally Jews and non-Jews are a little bit different. And he says if that's the case, he doesn't understand. He says that when it comes to using medication, we rely on clinical trials, which for the most part are being conducted on non-Jewish subjects. If that's the case, how can we trust those trials as it relates to Yidden? We're Mechal Shabbos for things like this. He says you have to say Shomer Psoyim Hashem, and you can't worry about it. But based on this Gemara, it could be there would be a difference between Jews and non-Jews.